94.7 WMAS, it's the Kellogg Crew with Chris Kellogg, Dina, and Lopez. It is 9.06. Well, last hour we started the Tuesday Top 10 list. This week we were looking for something very, very cool.
Yeah, Top 10 TV theme songs.
731-9500 or 800-YES-WMAS. We're going to make the big reveal here in about 5 minutes, so we're taking your last-minute calls. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Did you have a nomination?
I absolutely do, and that would be the Hawaii Five-O.
I was not expecting that to start.
That's the actual theme song right there. That was a clip. That's actually how it sounded.
You sang it? The original?
All right, great. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right, thanks.
94.7 WMAS, hello.
All about the themes from the movie shows.
Yeah, which movie show has the best theme?
I like the Cops, you know, because every time they play that, my wife points to me and say, what are you going to do when they come for you?
Bad Boys.
I like that one.
Wow, that's excellent.
So your wife is into Bad Boys, Bad Boys.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right.
The Kellogg Crew.
94.7 WMAS with the Kellogg Crew. It is 9:12. Thank you so much for all your nominations and votes this morning. We were looking for the top 10 TV theme songs of all time, and you help us put together the top 10 list. We're going to erase any other top 10 list about TV show theme songs online.
That's it.
And replace it with this one right here.
This is the real one.
The official one.
This one right here. Okay.
You decided.
Here we go with the top 10. They are...
Coming in at number 10, Star Trek The Next Generation.
Ooh, good.
The Greatest American Hero coming in at number 9, Doctor Who is at number 8. Married with Children at number 7.
And at number 6, Three's Company. 5 is Brady Bunch. Number 4 is Full House. At number 3, The Big Bang Theory.
At number 2, it's Gilligan's Island. And the number 1 top TV show theme of all time is...
Now this is a story all about how my life
the
got
Fresh
flipped,
Prince
turned
of
upside
Bel-Air,
down.
Baby.
And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there.
Number
I'll
1.
Tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
All right, congratulations.
Cool.
Congratulations.
That's all I get. I want the whole song. I want it over and over again all day long.
We'll
I'll make you a CD of it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Anyway, if you want to check out the full list, you can hit us up on Facebook. There you go. We'll post the video up on Facebook.
Oh,
you can check it out.
Great
awesome.
Idea.
Yeah, check out the top 10 list right now, and we'll post that other video up there, too.
And share it with your friends.
So Dina will be happy. She'll be nice and pleased. 94.7 WMAS. It's 8:42 with the Kellogg Crew, and now Dina's got your dirt at the 40. Brought to you by our friends at Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you need home improvements, they can give you a loan as low as 1.95% APR for a home equity line of credit at Pioneer Valley Credit Union. So what's up?
All right. It's always funny when you hear about stars that get confused for one another. Helen Hunt placed an order at a Starbucks in L.A., and she was about to give her name for the cup, but the barista winked at her, and she's like, I know your name. So it turns out, A, the barista thought Helen Hunt was Jodie Foster.
Ooh.
And B, they spelled Jody incorrectly. So she tweeted out about it.
Maybe they just spelled Jody Helen.
No, they did not. So I thought that was kind of funny.
DinasDirt.com.
Anne Hathaway accidentally threw some shade at the Kardashians, or was it accidental? I guess you decide. Anne shared on her Instagram a picture of Helena Bonham Carter, and she was holding a mug with the words, "In a world of Kardashians, be a Helena Bonham Carter." Now, shortly after she posted that, Anne got the backlash, and people were saying, really, Anne, you don't have to put other people down to bring someone up. Some people saw what she was trying to do, like saying that it's okay not to focus on superficial things in a society where things are what seems to be given more value nowadays. So Anne was like, I'm not having any of this. She deleted the photo, replaced it with a new picture saying, post removed for unintended shade thrown. It never occurred that I was pitting anyone up against each other. Not my style.
Shades of Thrones.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian, speaking of the Kardashians, was on a flight with her husband, Kanye, and she decided to take a test in the airplane bathroom and post it on Snapchat. In her video, she said, I'm legit in the bathroom taking a pregnancy test because I'm having a little bit of a scare. Now, you know it's hard enough to go in one of those bathrooms, let alone take a test, so I'm wondering if this was a setup. Hmm. I don't think she really took any tests in that airplane bathroom.
Are you allowed to do that?
And her private jet bathroom is probably bigger than my apartment.
No, she took a picture of herself standing in that bathroom, and it is tiny.
Okay.
And so if she could accomplish anything in there, I mean, even just simply going to the bathroom is hard enough.
As long as she wipes it all down when she's done.
DinaStirt.com.
Be a sweetie and wipe the CD.
Congrats to Ashley Herbert, the former bachelorette, expecting her second child with her husband, J.P. Rosenbaum. They announced their news and that it's going to be a girl. They have a 20-month-old son, Fordham, so congrats.
DinaStirt.com.
And HBO's worked very hard, like so hard, to keep this season of Game of Thrones safe from hackers and pirates, and even going as far as to stop screening it to the reporters. They kind of undermined their own efforts. The last episode, the one that aired on Sunday,
was
available online a full 24 hours before. And guess who leaked it? HBO Nordic. Yeah. I mean, had I known that, I would have had something awesome to do Saturday night. Granted, I would not have understood a word they were saying.
Those Nordics.
I could have pieced it together, though. I know. Way to go, yeah, HBO really? Nordic. You're out of the family.
Hodor, you could have pieced that together? I don't think so. For those that know the show, you know what I'm talking
Hodor
about.
Hodor in English is the same in Nordic. I'm just saying.
Just with an accent.
That's your Dirt at 840. Get the reports online at DinasDirt.com.
There's more with...